Shabbos Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Ches. The cover on the top of something, is it kli or it's not a kli? It doesn't have a base kibble. The cover of something is just meant to cover the kli. Is that a kli? Kol kisuyei hakelim sheyesh lam beis achiza. Any cover of a kli that has something to hold on to, and you tell him the Shabbos, that itself renders it a kli. And then you're allowed to move it around the Shabbos. It's a kli. It's not enim and amuchon. And then it's mutter l'cher for anything, or it's mutter at least l'micham l'tzel. Amar Rav Yosi b'med dvar mamurim b'kisuyei karkois. When is there a tnai that only if it has a handle on it, it's considered a keli b'kisuyei karkois? We're talking about like a manhole cover, or the cover on a pipe, cover on a sewage pipe. You want to pull it off, you want to pull off the edge of the pipe, that cover is, well, pulling off a pipe is not so possible because that could be called undoing something that's part of a binyan. We just learned in the last halacha that binyan, even b'derech arai, binyan would be also. So would that be called being soiser from a binyan arai? And if it's meant to be always there, the cover, then it's being soiser from a binyan shel kayama. So we'll leave aside such a case. But a manhole cover, let's say, the halacha is b'kisuya karkois, that over there, in order to be rendered a kli, and not just part of the ground, it's not just material on the ground, but it's actually a kli, it has to have a cover. Al kisui akelim, ben kach ben kach. He told him b'Shabbos. Considered a kli, a pot cover does not need to have a handle in order to be a kli. L'maisa, the Gemara ends up bringing a braisa that seems to prove that even according to Rabbi Yosi, a kisui karka, like a manhole cover, for sure is not considered a kli. It's considered part of the ground unless it has a cover, which means that it's meant to pull up, so then it has din of a kli. What are we talking about? We're not talking about pot covers. Pot covers everybody holds. Pashut, pot cover needs to have a handle. Avada not. It's considered a kli without. A manhole cover, avada, is considered without a cut, without a handle, without a cover. I'm sorry, without a handle is considered part of the ground, and it's considered not a kli. The shaila is, what happens if you have, let's say, a piece of metal, which would be called a container, let's say like a garbage can, and it's nailed into the ground. So there, it's a kisui, the cover of that is a kisui of a kli that's mechubra lakaka. It's not mamish, it's tumuna baris, or it goes deep in the ground. You have one of those on the ground, in order that the raccoon shouldn't get to it, you have a garbage can, which is in the ground, and the cover is on ground level. On the one hand, it's covering a kli. It's covering a piece of metal, which is a container. It's not covering the ground itself. So maybe it's doime to a pot cover. On the other hand, it's on the ground. So maybe it's doime to a manhole cover. Over there is where the machlokes is. Kederech shalag gemoris, to narrow down the machlokes based on braises. The machlokes over here is only in one specific case. Either extreme, both tanoim amoyde to. Perek yud ches. Perek shmoyne osa mishnah aleph. We're starting now the inyonim. These are in Yonim where a person is carrying something, but the issa is not alts mukhtza, the issa is alts tircha. Things that are a tircha meruba, a person is not allowed to do on Shabbos. Mifanen afilu arba v'chomesh, kupay shel tev v'shel tvua. Person has bundles of hay, person has bundles of animal food, big bundles, they're heavy. And he wants to move them over, they're in his storage room, he wants to move them over because a bunch of people came over and they need room for a share, for a meeting, for a pirche group, or whatever it is. Mipnei ha'orchim, or you want to lay people down, unexpected guests came, you need more room, etc. Or mipnei bitl beis ha'medrish, or you want, there's an overflow crowd by a drasha, you want to clear out the storage space in order to make more room. This could be negated today also. You have somebody's dining room is there's something wrong over there, the heat went off. So you want to move into the garage, theoretically. So now you want to make seder in the garage in order to be able to set up a folding table there and have a Shabbos Suda. So you're allowed to move a bunch of things, even if they're heavy, from side to side. And there's no problem with tircha. We don't consider that a zilzal of Shabbos. Avalo yisa oitzer. Not to completely clear out the room and make it a storage room. Why? We're afraid the ground in storage rooms usually was not tiled. Usually it was dirt. So Mimel, if you're going to clear out the whole thing, you're going to sweep it. And you're going to be mashve gumois in the floor of the ground. You're going to sweep out the rough spots. And that is a form of boine. Rather not boine, it's chayrish. Mefanin Truma Tahira. Here we're talking about something else. Truma Tahira in the house of Yisrael, he can't eat it, but it's Roi L'Achila. So Mele, you're allowed to, there's no Issa Mukts on it, you're allowed to clear it out. Not Truma Tmei. Truma Tmei is only Omid Lav Loki. You're not allowed to eat it. Even a Kohen is not allowed to eat it. Dmai is something that's from an Amar Oretz. Chazal will go to the, even though the assumption is they took off Shumas and Maisis with Choshish. So you're not allowed to eat from it until you take off Maisim and Asafik. You don't take off the Maisim on Shabbos. So right now this stuff is also to eat on Shabbos. But a Maisim, the Mishnah says in the third parak of Dmai that Chazal will never go to this Isra being Choshish, that he wasn't Mafish Shumas and Maisis an Oni. An oni is allowed to eat from demaisa. Mel, it's roi lachila. Maisa rishon shenitla trumasa. This is a common madbeh shetovu chachomim on a lot of dinim throughout the Seder Mishnayis. Truma demai. Maisa rishon shenitla trumasa. Maisa rishon shenitla trumasa is always because the Seder of Tevel is if you have a pile. Let's say you have 100. You have 100 pounds of tvua of chitin that you just caught. So first you have to take off echad mechamishim. For Truma Gedola, out of the 98 that's left, took off 2 out of 100. So once you take off and you have 98, 9.8 you have to take off for Maisa Rishon. For Maisa Rishon, the Levi has to take from his Maisa Rishon, from the 9.8 to Maisa Rishon, and give some to the Kohen. Now, what's 98 minus 9.8? Is 88.2. From the 88.2, you have to take off either Maisa Sheni or Maiser Oni, depending on which year it is. The 7-year cycle. The first year, the second year, one takes off Maiser Sheni. The third year, Maiser Oni. The fourth year, the fifth year, Maiser Sheni. The sixth year, Maiser Oni. The 7th year, Shemitah. You don't take off anything. So, you have over here, Maiser Rishon, Shenitlo Trumosoi, which means that it's Maiser Rishon. The Truma of that the Levi has to give to the Kohen was Hufresh Memenu. Now, what we're talking about over here is once you were nitl trumosa from the Maisa Rishon, even if theoretically you did the wrong Seder, and before the Yisrael took off from his two, the first two, for Truma Gedayla. Instead, what he did was he, right away, took off 10 out of the 100 and he gave it to a Levi. If the Levi then takes off part of that 10, you yoytze the din of Truma Gedayla. Actually, it's not as simple as that. What we're talking about over here, and this is mentioned a lot of times in Mishnayis, the Chiv Truma Gedayla is actually only Chal on the Tvua when it became to a Gemar Melocha. You brought it into the silo and it was turned into bundles. At that point, it becomes Chayiv. When it's Bishibolim, when it's in stalks, and it's not a final product ready to store, ready to take to the market, then you're not Chayiv in Truma Gedayla. At that point, the Shaloi Kedin, Yisrael was Mafrish Maisa Rishon. The Levi then took off his chelik, his truma, Shenitla Trumasoi, and he gave to the Kohen, but Truma Gedoyla, which was the original Matana, wasn't taken off, it wasn't Chayiv yet. Lemaisa, he patted up his Tvua from the Truma Gedoyla. So you have Maisa Rishon, Shenitla Truma, by the way, it's Mutter to Yisrael, because Yisrael is allowed to eat from the chelik that's given to a Levi. He's only not allowed to eat from Truma. So you have over here, Maisa Rishon Shenitla Truma. So Maisa Sheni Vehegdish Sheniftu. Maisa Sheni Vehegdish Sheniftu is you could be poide Maisa Sheni on coins and take them up to Yerushalayim. Hegdish, you could also be poide. The Chiddush over here is that when you were poide it for the value, the Gzeres HaKosev is you also have to be Maisa Vechoymish on the value. You want to take Peiros and Maisa Sheni, redeem it, be paid it onto Peiros, you have to be Maisa Vat Chaymish. Let's say you didn't, it's not Ma'akiv. Lamaisa, it's Mutanit, B'diavid. Vatumis HaYovesh, completely something else, no shackles with any halachas of say the drawing. Tumis Yovesh is very dry, it's a type of kidneys, it's almost impossible to eat. It's bitter, it's dry, it's almost impossible to swallow. Lamaisa, a person could eat it, it's edible, you could live on it, very unpleasant. So we don't say that it's mukta. Why? All these cases, neshu machalanim. Actually, the neshu machalanim is only gone. The last case, the first case is going on because b'di'evit. All these things are mutarit. Avaloyis ha-tevel. Pure tevel is also to eat. V'loy ma'isirishin shaloy nitlo trumasin. Ma'isirishin is tevel if trumas ma'isiris wasn't taken from it. V'loy is ma'isir sheni v'hegdish shaloy niftu. Not ma'isir sheni v'hegdish shaloy niftu because it still has a din. It means it has a din iser, and memela, one's not leading on Shabbos, one's not leading on Shabbos, it's also. Obviously, ma'isir sheni that's in Yerushalayim is mutarit. It's there for that. Talking about ma'isir sheni that's elsewhere. So it has no shimush on Shabbos. Hegdish, certainly you can't eat. If it's loy niftu by the means either niftu either was didn't have pidyon or it had a pidyon like a din. Mar gives cases. V'loy es haluf. A loaf is a type of onion which is also barely royal achila, or it's not royal achila at all. That's why it's considered davar she'ein bo shimush. So it's muktzah. V'loy es hachardol. Chardol is like mustard seeds. You can't eat it be'en. It has to be ground in order to make it edible. So if it, in its raw form, it's not royal achila. So it's muktzah. Rav Shimon Gamliel matir beloof. Even animals don't eat luf, don't eat these betzelim. But lamaisa, you can feed it to pets. If you can feed it to pets, now the Gemara says something interesting. The Gemara says that these type of pets were only had by Ashirim. So you have the same shayla l'chayru. The Tanakama holds lo yisaluf because even though they're roy for animal food, who has those type of arvin? Who raises those arvin for pets? Bnei Ashirim. So Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, this is Lishitasi, we had an earlier Mishnah, so Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, Kol B'nei Yisrael, Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim Heim. So if it's Roy for one person, so then it's considered Roy Lachila, even for somebody who would never have these oven, doesn't have that type of pet. So really, he has no use for this loaf. That's the Chayda Machloikis, Lishitasi.